Hey, handsome. Fancy seeing you here. Me? Oh, I'm just here to help at your lovely wife's request. My, you're jumpy. You know, it's almost like you've been avoiding me. Now, I know a good, God-fearing man like you wouldn't fuck me to orgasm, dump his hot load all over my face, and then just ghost me now, would he? Oh, don't look so pale. I have no intention of getting you or I caught. Yet. But I thought we made it clear how much you needed relief and how much I enjoyed giving you that relief. So why don't you stop avoiding me and give us both what we really want? That's fine. I thought I made it clear you can keep your little wifey, even if she has no time for you. And even if she has no interest in you other than as decoration and as a wallet. Oh, come on. You can bluff with them, but I've known you for years. I know the you that goes to bed tired and frustrated. One who gets all dressed up only to carry his wifey home after one wine too many at some benefit or fundraiser. The one who looks hungrily at me while I'm watching TV with the kids and then tries to be all prim and proper when he's driving me home. The one who's hungry for something, anything that's just a little bit bad. Look, as long as I get that fat cock when and where I want it, you won't see any change in your life. Except that you and I will have a bit more spring in our steps. Now, stop looking guilty. Here comes your wifey and Father O'Leary. Hi, Mrs. S. Evening, Father. Yes, Mrs. S., I did take your advice and make time to come help with your very important work. What's that, Father? You haven't seen me at church lately? Ugh, since I started college, I've had no time for myself, like, at all. But with work and school, I haven't even had time to get an amen or the Lord's name on my lips. Oh, Mrs. S., nonsense. You shouldn't have to carry all the fundraiser set up back to storage. Mr. S. can get it while you get the kids to church, and since it's so much stuff, I can help him with the load. Where's storage again? Oh, the old choir loft. That's wonderful. I'll be able to attend Mass and help Mrs. S. Now go on, both of you. You have much more important things to do than stand here and talk to me. Now, come on, Mr. S. Let me help you with your load. Ooh, the choir's over by Father now, so we have the whole walled-in loft all to ourselves. What do you mean, not here? First of all, it's anywhere and any time I say. And second of all, I think that you need something like this here. You're so oppressed. Every time I even hint at being bad, you get so hard you almost tear through your pants. Admit it. You need me. You need this. You need it bad, and you need to be bad. Maybe you're right about one thing. It can't be a simple fuck in a church. No, I need to be bad for you so bad you can't think about anything else before me. Let me look around. Oh, let me look around. Oh, these old choir gowns. Let me slip out of this summer dress. What do you mean they might see us? From this angle, no one but Maybe the lector at the podium might see us, and that's if... That's only if I jump up and down. See, no one can see us, and with the crying room glass, no one can hear us. I can barely hear the church, but if it makes you feel any better, as I slip on this old choir gown, I'll kneel. See, now no one but you can see me. Oh, Mr. S, let me set your rod. Oh, wait, no, now it's your staff, free. This is bad, but... but it's not... bad. If you want to come in my mouth... If you want to come in my mouth, I want you to say a few things for me, okay? To say that I'm hotter than your wife. Oh, you don't have to say that I suck you better than she ever could. Oh, you don't have to say I fuck you better than she ever will. You think of me as you try to fuck her. Oh, we both know all of that's true. Every time you ram this cock further down my throat. I want you to state clearly. Accept this sacrifice. Or body of God. Oh, and I'm gonna moan amen onto your cock. Mm-hmm. Say, Lord, have mercy, or amen. Now fuck your little angel's face. Oh, fuck my face. I watch your wedding ring sparkle. Come all over me, Daddy. Come all over me. Father, fill me with your spirit. Come all over. Oh, my angelic gown. And your holy wedding ring. Oh, as you understand. Oh, that you're mine. Oh, you're mine. Oh, amen. Spirit, amen. 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 Oh, amen. Oh, amen. Amen. Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. I may even confess this one someday if I can find a priest cute enough. Go on, Mr. S, rejoin the flock, sit next to your wifey and your two perfect kids, with my drool and your cum all over the inside of your pants. That's an order. I'll stay and clean up, and you'll make some excuse that I sat at the back because I had to go to a study group right after church or something. Now, no more avoiding me. And I'll let you know the next time I need you. And you will come when I call. And we will come when we meet.